Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 23rd of April, Ministering as the Bread. In this present season, the Spirit has been urging us to move beyond the ministry of the Word for illumination, to be the bread to one another. This is fundamental to our participation in the Agape meal as part of the body of Christ. We minister the Word as the bread to our hearers through testimony. In doing so, we are not presuming to be the exemplars of the word that we preach. Rather, we are sharing our repentance and faith in response to what the Spirit is saying to the church. That is, we are bearing witness to the word as it processes us individually, in our marriages and in our families. Paul often shared in this way. Instead of speaking as one who was successful, he described himself as the chief of sinners, as a man of weak speech, and as a wretched man who was finding deliverance and life through fellowship in Christ's offering and sufferings. Testifying in this manner is foundational to the ministry of Elijah in the presbytery and in the church. Furthermore, it is a defining expression of eldership. As James, the brother of Jesus, instructed, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. Rather than presuming to speak from expertise or accomplishments, true elders acknowledge that they are men of like passions with their hearers. They are themselves joined to a process through which they are being enabled to walk blamelessly by the Spirit. Through their ministry, they extend this fellowship to their hearers. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 14 to 17, 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 6, Romans chapter 7 verses 24 and 25, Philippians chapter 3 verses 7 to 11, James chapter 5 verses 13 to 18, and 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 to 3. For further study, James chapter 5.